I asked him a church question. I asked him a Sunday or two ago, I said, you read about Moses going through the wilderness? And I asked if they know who Moses' water boy was. They searched, some found it, some didn't. But I really felt like going back this morning and recapping on Moses' water boy. How many knows who Moses' water boy was? You pay attention to the reading this morning and you'll find out who Moses' water boy was. And it's awesome, amazing. I appreciate
praise
that.
The Lord.
And I really felt like going back and reading about it. Now, you talk about an unseen guest. When you find out who Moses' water boy was, an unseen guest.
Praise the Lord.
All right. You'll find it in the 10th chapter, 1 Corinthians. Have your Bibles. Go with us. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock and that followed them, and that rock was Christ. I want you to know today that it's Moses, I can imagine Moses as he was traveling and they was all grumbling and griping and thirsty and hungry and God rained manna down from heaven and fed the children of Israel whenever they was hungry. But then they drank from the rock. The Bible said that followed them around. I can imagine Moses. Maybe he didn't know that was smoking the same rock. Every time he would smoke the rock, forthwith would come gushing waters. Brother, listen. The Bible said that rock was Christ. Jesus, who will come as an unseen guest. And fallen Moses and the children of Israel and give them whatever they needed. I'm glad today that he said in one place, he said to the disciples, I have need to go down to Smyrna and there in a well he met a woman and he was her drink. And he said, if you I knew who it was, I'd ask a drink of you, you would ask of me, and I would give you living water. I remember a day that whenever I prayed and asked the Lord to come into my life, and he sank the well of living water, and I have never thirsted again. And brother, listen, and over the storms of life, he was always there. I didn't see Jesus as who he was face to face. Boys, I could feel him down inside. At an altar of prayer, I found Jesus. The woman said, you must be the Messiah. You must be he. Give me this living water. I know I said maybe many times that Jesus showed up. The children, the Hebrew Hebrew children who was cast into the fiery furnace. They was cast in to the fiery furnace. But Jesus was there. He looked like the Son of God. And there was no hurt come to them. They didn't need for nothing. And I'm here to tell you today, if you are saved, walk in the road for Christ. Brother, listen, you've always got this unseen guest. Listen, with you, I can see him. Boys, I can feel it down in my soul. I'm glad I'm saved today. I'm glad he is still my water. He is still your drink today. I know the world that cannot drink of this water itself. They come by the way of repentance to Christ. Ain't you glad?
Amen.
Do you know who Moses' water boy was? It was Christ.
Amen.
Jesus. Listen. And I'm glad. We got a little more reading to do. If we can. In Psalms 61. Hear my prayer, my cries, O God. Attend unto my prayers. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower for by the enemy. Brother, listen. Down across the uneven journeys of life. Whenever the devil I would rage. Whenever you come against me. Whenever he could see the presence of God upon his children. What a shelter. Listen, when the storm rages and the wind blows. Listen, and the devil is on his rampage. What a shelter. This man Jesus is for us. He said, I will lead you. I will guide you. He said, I will go with you all the way unto the end of the world. Brother Jesus, he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Many times in this flesh I have drifted and maybe from the presence of God and couldn't feel His Spirit so near. But listen, He's just a whisper away. Whenever Lord, my problems would come, and the Lord and the devil, I would rage. Whenever I begin, I'd call on the Lord. Listen, at my lowest, I just lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Brother, listen, because He had been a shelter.
For me.
In troubled times. Times that we just couldn't go on by ourselves. What a shelter. Got one more verse. Trust in Him all the time. Hey, that's the weak time too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yea, people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us.
That's right.
He's here. He's there. He's wherever you are. I'm in trouble. Brother, listen. And I'm glad that Jesus saw fit to pass by the way of freedom today. Because I can already feel His presence. When I come in with one mind and one accord, brother, I enjoy the presence of God. We can feel His presence so near.
Amen.
That's just the way a Christian is.
Amen.
A real Christian.
Yeah.
That's right. Listen, a Christian has been born again Prayed up, packed up, ready to go. They'll have a smile on their face. Brother, listen, they will face the wiles of the devil. Brother, with clean hands and a pure heart, they'll go forth praising him because the rock is higher than I.
Amen. That's right.
Just lead me to the rock.
That's right.
And be a shelter for this song.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad you saved?
Amen. That's right.
Amen. I wouldn't go back through the world I come from a long time ago. Nearly 50 years ago, I surrendered my life and that unto the Lord. And I said, Lord, you take care of me. And I will do the best I can. And that wasn't much. Listen, I told somebody I made a splash. I mean, it wasn't much of a splash. But listen, I fought in the battle, and one day I will win the battle.
That's right.
I hold on, God's unchanging hands.
Right.
If I just hold on and drink from the rock, brother, I'm glad to tell you today, he's my water boy too.
That's right.
I'm a spiritual rock.
Amen.
If you're drinking from the spiritual rock, you will be filled up to the gills. I will not have to leave here. Hunger and thirsty after righteousness. Today, we have to eat in this life to keep the flesh going. And you have to drink from the well of living water. I to keep this spiritual being going. Brother David, come and get a song. Brother, listen. If you're not drinking from the rock, he's not your friend, I'm going with you. And you can find him
at
an altar of prayer.
That's right. Amen.
I'm glad to say, just lead me to the rock.
Amen.
That is higher than I. I'm glad today to tell you this same Jesus who come all the way across the wilderness. My brother just went across the wilderness to see him with me.
That's right.
And he's the same today as he was then.
That's right.
Whenever the gable grows his horn, I don't know when and how, but Jesus will still be a taking care of God's people. I don't know what they're doing.
Come on. Amen.
You'll still be there.
That's right.
Go ahead.
When the trumpet of
the Lord, sounds,
I
want to be there.
And the morning breaks
eternal bright, packed up and ready to go. Praise the Lamb of God. Anybody feel like coming? Come on. I'm going to listen. I'm glad to be saved today. Come on. If you're here today and you're lost and you're undone, I'm without a hope of eternal life. Jesus is calling for you today.